Hey, this is Angelique.
And this is Asia.
And we are
Dos Virgos.
So this is our first official recording with our new podcast.
Yeah, and we're super excited about it.
Definitely. So we're just going to tell you guys a little bit about ourselves so that you can get to know us. So this is kind of like the
intro to who we are and why you should come back.
Yay, come back. All right. So we're both, I guess, are we LA transplants?
We are. We're expats.
Expats, yeah.
Yeah, from the Boogie Down, which is the Brizonx.
And Brooklyn and Queens over here. I don't know. What the hell does Brooklyn? I don't know.
They're just Brooklyn and Queens.
No, it's not fair that the Bronx has Boogie Down and we no, we have something.
Do you? I know, like, when you go into Brooklyn, it says, like, forget about it.
That's so, like, Italian mafia.
Yeah, I don't know. What do they call Brooklyn?
Brooklyn is just in itself. Just
yeah,
Brooklyn. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Bed-Stuy, do or die.
Every day.
Okay.
I mean, definitely now it's like Bed-Stuy, apple pie.
And that is a plug on gentrification. But we moved here. I moved here. It's been a year now for myself and Asia.
I make 6 months on the 15th, so in 2 more weeks.
She moved here to stalk me.
Pretty much. I had no reason to be in California or LA, but Angie left, and I was like, guess I'm moving to California. And I moved 3 blocks away.
Yeah, so we're actually like, we're neighbors.
Mm-hmm,
housemates.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But yeah, no, seriously, we're both actresses. We're not aspiring because we are actively actresses.
We out here in these streets every day.
Every day. Hustling.
Hustling.
Struggling. No, I mean, surviving.
Surviving.
So I think that this podcast is going to be a lot about our journey.
Yeah, And the other side of acting, not just all the fun stuff, being on set, eating good food.
Yeah.
The stuff that makes you want to cry and quit, but you
exactly.
don't.
Exactly. Like how you have to take the food from Crafty so that you can eat at home in between. But yeah.
And how you have to have like survival jobs like myself. I drive Lyft and I'm about to hit them streets.
Literally
hit them streets in about 10 minutes.
Exactly. And I work full time at a night job. And no, it's not the strip club. It's the hospital.
Which might be more lucrative if it was a strip club.
But it might have been. You know, I always think about different life choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
So, a little bit about our name.
Yes.
So, we are Dos Virgos. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm an August Virgo. Angie is a September Virgo.
Yeah.
And we are very much alike, but we have, like, differences that I think make our friendship very dynamic.
Yeah, we are. What are some of the differences? Tell the people. So, I'm religious. I don't say religious. I'm a Christian, and Sonia is not.
Very simple.
Asia.
Yeah, I have many names.
Yeah.
You know.
Asia's not.
Some call me Poochie is also one of my names. Anyway, so I am not a Christian. I am not religious. I'm not even spiritual, I don't think. Whatever, I'm just existing,
she's like good vibes, good people.
Yeah, I'm just like, let's be happy, let's live our dreams, everyone respect everyone.
Yeah.
Let's make it be happy. That's whatever that is, that's where I am.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we are great best friends and we never overstep each other's boundaries.
I don't think we've ever had a fight.
No.
She's been witnesses to my fights with other friends,
right.
Where she stays totally neutral.
And vice versa, you've been through some things. We've just seen,
we just kind of stay neutral.
Yeah, neutrality.
Yeah.
But not in a way that's like,
yeah,
if you don't say something, you're being complicit.
Right.
It's just kind of like, you know what?
Yeah.
You deal with that.
I also want to say that Asia's a little bit more anal about things than I am. I feel like you're a little bit more her OCD is on a T level above mine. So Virgos are very organized and such, but she is particular.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's like my mother, who is not a Virgo, but she's very OCD. And I feel like it's, as older I get, I'm becoming more and more like her. And I catch myself. But then I'm like, she's right, though. I should wipe down this menu before I grab it to order my food. So it is what it is.
It does that. And I'm more like, you know, whatever, you know. But then maybe I should wipe it down as well.
This
after you put the thought into my head.
Yeah, like everyone touches those menus. And then you're ordering from them. Also, like the sauces, right? So I like to like put the sauce on my plate and then wash my hands again. Because I'm going to like put the sauce and touch my food.
That's true.
Everyone touch those sauces. People lick their fingers and touch those sauces.
They do. Can we just say this just brings me to how disgusting buffets are. But
and I love buffets, which is, you know, it's a real situation for
buffets me. Buffets have good food, but it's just that sneeze glass. And people just, they use the utensils, people.
Yeah.
Use them. Don't sneeze. Don't touch. Don't use your hands. I just can't. It's disgusting.
What I think they should actually have, I feel like we're so off topic about whatever our topic is, but it doesn't matter.
Our topic is you guys getting to know us.
So right. This is just some ramblings. So I think at buffets, right, they should have like, you know, this is going to sound crazy, but you know like when your child is first born and they have to go into like the incubator and they have the two arms that go into the incubator.
Right, picture. Right.
Yeah. I think that's how buffets should be.
Yeah.
Like, you put your arms in it, and you serve your food. And at the end of the buffet, you pick, you know, you pick your plate up.
That would be a nice, you know what? Someone should patent that, actually, and give Asia credit.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Because, like, gosh, buffets are so good.
It's such good food.
But you are, it's a, they're cesspools.
They are.
It's unfortunate.
I haven't been to one in a while. But basically, you guys can get a gist of, we're going to be covering a wide array of topics, as well as letting you guys into a little bit about our personal life. Not too much, you know?
Right.
But our journey, yes, we'll be definitely open books about that. And then, of course, if you guys have questions, we'll have our email below.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
To read a question.
Yes. So, you know, if you want to know anything and stuff like that, you know, we're getting it popping. Just let us know. And we'll definitely, like, we'll try to have, like, each episode.
Maybe, like, 2 or 3 questions.
Yeah. We'll let you talk to us.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Don't be disrespectful.
Right. Okay. Don't.
Ha! Because we are not from L.A. No. He said, of course. Anyway, so, yeah. All right, guys. So,
all right. Wow, cool. Thank you.
It's been real.